Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf. There it is.
Let's
see where we left off. We left off yesterday. On Mem Gimel Amud Bet. Today's daf is daf Mem Dalet. We end off on 43B. 43B. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line from the top. 6 line from the top, 43B. So the Gemara says, Mai Kasavar. What does he hold? We're referring to the opinion of Rav Nachman. So he's saying, what is the opinion of Rav Nachman? So he says, I kasavar, if he holds hamalveh chavero be'edim, tzarech lefar o be'edim. Maybe he holds, if you lend somebody money with witnesses present, he needs to pay you back also with witnesses present. If that's what he says, then hane nogim be'edut ninu. Those messengers are actually nogeh be'edut. They are sensitive, they are biased in the testimony. And then the Amri lo parane, if they say we didn't pay back the lender, Amar lo pironi, the borrower can say, okay, fine, pay me back the money. So this wouldn't make sense according to Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, Ela le'olam, it must be kasavar hamalved chavero be'edim, ein tzech leparo be'edim. Rather, he must hold that if you pay, if you lend somebody money with witnesses, then you must, you don't need to pay him back with witnesses. Since you're able to say, I returned the money, I gave the money to the borrower, you can also say, I gave the money to the lender, I give the money back to the lender, as the messenger. So the Gemara says, and now that we have this establishment, the Chachamim made an establishment of Shvuat Heset. What's Shvuat Heset? It's a swear that they would make someone do. If let's say he has claims against him, let's say you have many people making a claim against him that he owes money, so they make him swear,
he swears that he
don't owe you the money, so he makes that swear. So the Gemara says, since he makes such a swear, these witnesses have to swear that they gave the money back to him, and the lender has to swear that he never took the money, and then the borrower will have to pay the lender. Okay, very good. We said earlier, a man can marry off his daughter when she's a na'ara. So the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah over there, na'ara murasa, if you have an engaged young girl, 12-year-old girl, she and her father can both receive her divorce. So the Gemara says, Amar Biuda, Ein shtei adayim zochot ke'echad. He says, no, you can't have two hands that acquire for the woman. Rather, ele avia mekabel gita. Only the father can receive the get on her behalf. Because she ain't yechola lishmor gita, ain't yecholat garesh. If she's not able to guard her own divorce, she's not responsible enough, she's not old enough, let's say, she's not able to get a divorce. Amar Reish Lakish, kamachlok, huh? If you give it to her, she can't hold on to it. So, Amar Reish Lakish, kamachloket legerushin, kach machloket kiddushin. Just like it's a machloket for divorce, so too it's a machloket for kiddushin. The machloket is, do we say that both the father and her can receive the divorce and the kiddushin? Or no, we say only the father can. Rav Yochanan says, no, machloket legerushin. The machloket is for gerushin. Ava lekiddushin, v'yakol, according to, for Kiddushin, everyone agrees, Aviya Velohi, only the father, when she's at that age of a Na'ara, 12-year-old, only the father is able to receive the Kiddushin, and not her. Amar B'Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Mai Ta'amed Rabbi Yochanan, Alibed Rabbanan. What's the reason for the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rabbanan, that he says that only the father can receive the Kiddushin? So he says, Gerushin, why is Gerushin, both he, the father, and she can receive it? She's getting divorced from her husband. She's going back in the jurisdiction of her father. So therefore, the father and her can receive the gerushin. Bein hi u bein aviyah. But kiddushin, the mafkat atzma mirshut aviyah. When kiddushin happens, she leaves the jurisdiction of her father. She goes to her husband. So what happens? Aviyah velohi. Only the father can receive it, and not her, because she's not going into his jurisdiction. So the Gemara says, v'harei ma'amar. We have ma'amar, which is if somebody does kiddushin. If let's say someone's brother passes away and they didn't have children, the wife has a mitzvah of yibum. If the brother-in-law now does kiddushin with the sister-in-law instead of doing yibum, that would be considered ma'amar. So the Gemara says, Ma'amar, the mafkad atzma merushut avia, that's causing her to leave the jurisdiction of the father. Utnanu, we said in the Mishnah. Mishnah or Baraita? I think it's a Baraita. V'tanya, it says in the Baraita, Ketana mina erusin, ein osin ba ma'amar elamidat avia. A young girl under 12 from erusin, from engagement, we don't do ma'amar for her unless it's with the knowledge of the father. And the Gemara says, "V'ha'na'ara ben midat atzma ben midat avia." But if it's a na'ara, a girl who's 12, then she can do ma'amar whether it's her dad's consent or her own consent. What do you see? A girl who's 12, with her own consent, she can do it. She can do this kiddushin. So why, Rabbi Yochanan? Why were you saying only the father can do it at this age? So ela itmar achi itmar. This is what they meant to say. Amar Rabbi Yossi Berbi Chanina. Ma'it amid Rabbi Yochanan alivi the Rabbanan. What's the reason Rabbi Yochanan that goes according to the Rabbanan? He says, Kiddushin, the Mida'ate Kiddushin, from his consent, Avia Velohi, so only the father, sorry, the Mida'ata, it's from her consent. She knows about it, she's receiving Kiddushin, Avia Velohi. So therefore, the father can receive it on her behalf, but she cannot at such an age. But Gerushin, the Bal Korcha, divorce that's against her will, she can even be divorced against her will, Bein Hi or Bein Avia, and whether it's her or her father, they can receive the divorce for her. That's the jurisdiction, that's the difference. Harim ma'amar, the Gemara says, demida'ata, hold on, you have ma'amar that is with her consent. Bekatani ben hiyo ben avia. We said that in na'ara, we get ma'amar, it can be either with her consent or the father's consent. Why are you saying, Rabbi Yochanan, that for kiddushin, only the father? So the Gemara says, hatam bima'amar d'bal korcha. Over there we're talking about ma'amar that's against her will. Berebihi, and it's going like opinion of Rebbe. The Tanya, the Braita says, ha'osem ma'amar b'yivimto shalom mida'ata. If somebody does ma'amar with his sister-in-law, without her consent. Rabbi Omer Kana. Rabbi says he acquires her. The Chachamim Omrim lo Kana. The Chachamim say no. So this is going according to Rabbi that it's against her will, whereas I was talking about a case where it's not against her will. So that's why for Kiddushin, not against her will. Obviously, cannot Kiddushin has to be with her consent. So therefore, just the father can receive it, whereas Gerushin can be against her will, so both her and the father can receive it. So my time in the Rabbi. What's the reason of the opinion of Rabbi? So he says, Gamar bi'a mi bi'a di yevama. He learns out from the relations of a yevama. Ma bi'a di yevama bal korcha, avachana mi bal korcha. Just like the brother-in-law, to do yibum with the sister-in-law, he can just sleep with her. So too, and it could be against her will. So too, even here, you can do ma'amar against her will. So the Gemara says, the Rabbanan Savri, and the Rabbanan holds, Yalfinan mi Kiddushin. The Rabbanan says, no, we learn out from Kiddushin. Ma Kiddushin, the Midata, just like Kiddushin is from her consent, Kiddushin is with her consent. Afachanami mi the Midata. So too over here, Ma'amar has to be with her consent. So that's why the Rabbanan disagrees and says, if you do it against her will, Ma'amar would not work. So the Gemara says, Mamai kamifligi, what's the machloket? Rebbe Savar, Miled Yevama mi Yevama hava lelamenach. When you're learning about Yevama, you should learn from the laws of Yevama. So that's why he learns from Yevama that sleeping with a Yevama can be done against her will. So to Ma'amar with the Yevama can be done against her will. Rabbanan says no. Kiddushin mi Kiddushin hava lelamenach. We had to learn Kiddushin from Kiddushin. And so therefore, just like by Kiddushin, you cannot give Kiddushin against her will, you cannot give Ma'amar against her will. The Gemara says, "Hachinami mistabra." Makes sense, like Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan answers that we said Rabbi Yochanan said only the father can receive the kiddushin, right? Mida katani seifa, mashain can be kiddushin. He said in the latter part, it's not the same thing by kiddushin, meaning that by kiddushin, if she's a naara, only the father can receive it on her behalf. Ella, it must be you should have said neima tiavit tiufta derish lakish. Why don't you just say it's a contradiction on the opinion of Reish Lakish? That's what it is, essentially. It's going against the opinion of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that both for Gerushin and for Kiddushin, we said that that she and the father can both receive the get. They're one and the same, Gerushin and Kiddushin. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan said, no, this law is only for Gerushin. But for Kiddushin, only the father can receive it when she's in Ara. So this sounds like a contradiction. Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, Amar lach Reish Lakish. Hamani, who is the author here? Rabbi Yudahi. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Yuda. Damar ein shtei adayim zochot ke'achad. The two hands cannot be zoche on one thing, meaning not both the father and her. only the father. It's following a Biuda. So the Gemara says, "Ir Biuda." If it's following a Biuda, Masha in Ken be Kiddushin. When it said it's not the case by Kiddushin, it should have said Masha in Ken be Gerushin Ribayle. It should have said it's not the same thing by divorce, right? What was Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Rabbi Yehuda said that both the father and the daughter cannot be zoche when she's an ara to her divorce. So why did you say Kiddushin here? Just say Masha in Ken be Gerushin. So the Gemara says Eina Chinami. You're right, but why did we say that? Aidi detane ma'amar de dami le kiddushin. Since we taught ma'amar, and it's similar to kiddushin, tananami masha'in kimne kiddushin. So that's why it said it's not the case for kiddushin, that in that case only the father can be zoche for her. But it's really also for gerushin, you're right. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda, ma'ishna ma'amar. Okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why does he say ma'amar is different? Right? Rashi says, Kivanda be Gerushin Pelig, since he's disagreeing divorce, the itannu bal korcha, that it can be done against her will. Umayshna ma'amar de modeba. Why, by ma'amar, does he agree? So the Gemara says, O'il uzekuka ve omedet. Since she is binded to him. She's already binded to him, so that's why even against her will, that would work. So the Gemara says, Hashtad ati lachi, if you get to that answer, Rabbi Yochanan nami lo tik shelach meikara. Don't ask a contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan either from the beginning. Well, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan Nami says, "Letame kama diayiv Rabbi Yochanan lemiltayu de Rabbanan." The gerushin masechet atzma machneset atzma l'rishut avia. Gerushin, she goes into her father's jurisdiction. V'kiddushin mafkat atzma, and for kiddushin she's leaving the father's jurisdiction. And what did we ask? We said, "Va'otiv dami ma'amar the mafkat atzma." We asked the question from ma'amar that she's pulling herself out of her father's jurisdiction, but still the father can also, father and the daughter can accept on her behalf. So what do you see? That was a contradiction on Rabbi Yochanan. We're saying now, why do you say it's a contradiction? Just say, Shani Ma'amar. Ma'amar is different. Ho'ilu zekuka ve'omenet. Because she's binded. When a woman is a yevama, she's waiting for the brother-in-law to marry her. She's binded to the brother-in-law, and therefore, she's standing binded to him. And that's why Ma'amar would be different in such a case. So the Gemara says, "Tana, it's taught in the Mishnah. Ha'ish mekadeshet bidok shei na'ara bo shlucho. A man can marry off his daughter when she's a na'ara, when she's 12. Him, and he can send a messenger to do it as well. Bo shlucho in, v'ba shlucha lo. He can send a messenger, but she, herself, or her messenger would not work. The daughter herself cannot send a messenger." So the Gemara says, "Tiyufta de Rish Lakish." This is a contradiction of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said both her and the father can receive kiddushin. Now it's saying not. So Amalach Rish Lakish hanami Rabbi Yudahi. This is also following the opinion of Rabbi Yudah. So the Gemara says, "Umi matzit umokman lak Rabbi Yudah." Can you establish this like Rabbi Yudah? Ve'aketani seifa. We taught in the latter part of this Mishnah. Ha'omer le'isha hitkachili b'tmar azov. Somebody goes to a woman and says, "I want you to marry me with this date. Don't do this at home. I want you to marry me with this date. Hitkachili bezo, marry me with this date. So we evaluate. If the date is worth a shaveh pruta, a couple cents, then what are we going to say? Then they're married. If not, then not. So then the Mishnah, then it continues. Amrin and man tana hitkachi hitkachi. Who is the author of that berait, that Mishnah, that says hitkachi hitkachi? Namar abba Rabbi Shimon, it's talking about Rabbi Shimon. Namar achi omar shivua lekol echad ve'echad. Okay, so what is it talking about? Let's say, for example, somebody has a claim against people that they all owe him. Sorry, somebody has a claim against this one person that he owes all of them money, and he says, "No, I don't owe you money." So what does he have to do? So therefore, he has to make a swear to each and every one that he doesn't owe them. He has to swear to each and every one. This is what Rabbi Shimon is saying. So the Gemara is saying, this is sounding like the author is Rabbi Shimon. You're trying to say the author is Rabbi Yehuda. Doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema kula Rabbi Yehuda, uveprate savar la k'Rabbi Shimon." Maybe the whole Mishnah, the whole author is Rabbi Yehuda, and in the specifics, he's holds like Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, "Umi savar la? You think he holds like Rabbi Shimon?" V'atani v'ava brayta zeh haklal kalal eino chayav ela achat parat chayav al kol achat ve'achat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. If he generalized it, he says, "I'm swearing to all of you," then he's only liable one time. But if he says, "I swear to you and to you and to you and to you and each and every one," then he's liable for each and every one. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Shivua lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, chayev kol echad ve'achad." If he says, "I swear, not to you I owe, not to you, not to you," he's liable for each and every one. Rabbi Elazar omer, "Lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, shivua, chayev kol echad ve'achad." If he says it like that with shivua at the end, he's liable for each and every one. Rabbi Shimon omer, "Leolam eino chayev ad sheyomar shivua lekol echad ve'achad." He's only liable if he says a shivua to each and every one. You see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are disagreeing. They're not agreeing. You cannot put them together. The Gemara says, "Ela kula Rabbi Shimoni." The whole author is really Rabbi Shimon. Uvishlichud savar like Rabbi Yehuda, and by shlichud, by messenger, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that only the father can do it on her behalf, and not the daughter herself. Rabbi Asi Omer, Rabbi Asi lo ala beit midrasha. Rabbi Asi didn't go to the beit midrash. Ashkechel Rabbi Zera, he saw Rabbi Zera. Amar le, may amur aidna beit midrasha. What did they learn in the beit midrash today? So Amar le said to them, af ana lo aidna aidle. I didn't go into the beit midrash today either. Says Rabbi Avin, Hudail. Rabbi Avin went to the beit midrash. Ve'amar chavruta kulak Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone agreed to Rabbi Yochanan. Utsavach Rish Lakish ki kruchian. Rish Lakish was screaming like a cane. Because he said, Vayatza vayita veleka dashkach be. He was trying to make a hekesh that by divorce and kiddushin they go one hand in hand, and no one was listening to him. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rabbi Avin. Amar le Rabbi Avin bar Samchau. Do we trust Rabbi Avin in his words? Amar le in kimin yama le tignehu. Yes, we do. It's like a fish from the water that goes directly into the pan. You know the exact fish that was drawn from the water and goes directly into the pan. It's like the fisherman himself, meaning he's always there. Don't worry, we can trust him. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Anna lo k'Rabbi Avin bar Rabbi Chiya, velo k'Rabbi Avin bar Rabbi Avin bar Kana, el Rabbi Avin stam. I'm referring to just the general Rabbi Avin, not the other ones. He says, L'may nafkamina, who cares? And when it says, L'mimra, didei adidei. If you want to contradict him from one place to another, we need to know who we're talking about. We're talking about Rabbi Avin stam. So the Gemara says, Ba'am minei Rava Mirav Nachman. Rava is the question. Na'ara ma'u sh'ta'aseh shaliach l'kabel gita miyad ba'ala. Can a young girl, we know that a father can appoint a messenger to receive the get. Can a young girl who's trying to get a divorce from her husband, can she appoint a messenger to receive her get? So the Gemara says, Kiyad avi adamya, o kechatzer avi adamya. Is she like the hand of her father, or like the courtyard of her father? What does that mean? Kiyad avi adamya, if she's like the hand of her father, ma avia mishaveh shaliach, just like the father can make a messenger to receive it, af him nami mishaveh shaliach, so too she herself can make a messenger to receive it. Or dilma kachatzer avia damia, or maybe no, she's like the courtyard of her father. That ve'adim matya gita liyada lo migarsha, until the get comes to her hand, she doesn't get a divorce. And where it says umim misapkalei l'ravaha, does Rava have a doubt in such a case? V'ha amar Rava, Rava says katav get untano biyad avda. If the husband writes a get and gives it to the slave of the girl, yashen umishamarto, the slave is sleeping but he's holding on to it. What's the din? Harezo get, the get counts. Neor eno get, if he's awake, the get does not count. Yigmar says neor amai eno get, if he's awake, why doesn't the get count? The haviyalach chatzer mishtamer shelo lidata, it's a courtyard that's protected but not of her consent, she doesn't know about it. So the Gemara says, V'isa kadata chatzer avia damya. If you think her hand is like the father's courtyard, kimata gita liyada nami lo tigaresh. Even if the get gets to her hand, she still doesn't get a divorce. Why? The haviyala chatzer mishtamer shelo lidata avia. It would be a courtyard that's guarded without the consent of her father. So it must be ela laolam pshita le dechiyad avia damya. It must be that it is, and we'll finish off in one line. It's her hand is like the father's hand. This was the question. Is her hand strong enough like the father that she can appoint the messenger to receive her own get or no? And the Gemara answers, Amar le, Ein osa shaliach. She's not able to make her own messenger to receive her get. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do just a very quick recap. We started on the daf by discussing who's able to marry off the daughter when she's a na'ara, and machloket if it's the father and her, or just her herself. And pretty much the rest of the daf, we were going on that same machloket and trying to understand who the author was, trying to understand the if it's also for kiddushin or it's only for girushin. And then, towards the end of the daf, we got to the question of Rava from Rav Nachman, if a girl herself is a na'ara, she can appoint a shaliach to receive her get, and we answered that no, she is not able to do so. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen v'amen.